Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Small Business Stand Up, where we discuss all the secrets of seasoned entrepreneurs in different fields of business. Learn from them and be ready to grow and thrive. Stay tuned and enjoy. The views, information, or opinions expressed by the host, co-host, and or guests on this podcast do not necessarily represent or reflect the views of our company, our sponsors, and advertisers. Please consult your attorneys, CPA, or business owners, advisors, before making any business decision. Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Coach Jay with Small Business Stand Up, and I have my co-host on the call with us, entrepreneur of New Wave Group, LLC, Mr. Jason. What's going on, Mr. Jason?
Hey, man. Everything's going on. That's good. And if it's bad, I don't want to know about it. Just glad to be here with you guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And today, man, we have a young lady, man, who's going to teach us a little bit about that finance we talked about, right?
Show me the
financial
money.
Literacy. Exactly. So we can make keep the money. All right. That's the key to this whole thing here. So, and it's her name is, she's the CEO of Financial Literacy. Let me make sure I said his name right. So Simply Business Solution. Her name is Ms. Tanya Rochelle. What's going on, Ms. Rochelle?
Hey, thank you so much for having me on. But yeah, super excited to, kind of tell my story and get our message out there. So yes, sir.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're definitely happy to have you on, and interested in hearing a little bit about you, and it's a different thing that most people don't even know about you, right? So I want you to kind of go in with it, so we can promote you out
ready.
There. Tell us a little bit about you. Where are you from?
Where am I from? I am originally from Detroit, Michigan, born and raised.
From my neck of the woods.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You from Detroit? Yes, sir. What up, though?
I'm from Saginaw. So.
Okay, Saginaw. Okay.
Okay, Detroit, stand up. What up, though? I didn't know that. Okay. Okay, excellent. So you're from Detroit. So what do you live at currently?
Right now, I'm in Houston, Texas.
Okay, so that's another one. I'm in Dallas. That's crazy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In Texas.
Small world. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. You're from Detroit, so I know a lot about Detroit, man. I know, Detroit is not. One time it was really, really booming. At one time,
mm-hmm.
like that. But it had a hard left turn. Right. Tell us about a little bit. Some of the things you kind of experienced back then.
Ooh, okay. So during the time that I was growing up, first of all, I'm a preacher's daughter. So that within itself. So I'm the preacher's kid. My dad was a preacher's kid as well. So the kid of a preacher's kid, right? So suffice it to say, I grew up, 8 Mile, in that area of Detroit. I was around during the time with when they had Young Boys Incorporated and White Boy Rick and all of that.
Absolutely.
I was definitely there, so I got the opportunity, unfortunately, when growing up, living through the crack era, in our community, just seeing how it just totally destroyed our community. That was one thing. So in terms of like the dynamics in my household, with my father being a preacher, he was also an entrepreneur, and my mother, she respiratory therapist by trade. So I had two examples in my household, one of a person who was more just rather be the employee, and one who was like, I'm going to create my own economy. And so that was very interesting, growing up. And, so that did have a lot of influence on how I knew, I was going to conduct things when I, got to that point to where I can control that. I knew, number one, I had to get out of Detroit. That was the first thing I did. As soon as I got old enough. You know, I ended up meeting my husband at that time. I became, you know, I went from, I guess as some people would say, I left my Christian upbringing and converted to Islam. So that was interesting. You know, my father was definitely not a fan, but he learned to later on, you know, accept it. But for me, it wasn't really even about the religion. It was more so the movement that I saw within that community of Black people working together and creating things, you know, within the community. That is what I was sold on. And that is what I moved on. And I felt like by seeing, combining the training and the mindset development that I got there with the spirit of entrepreneurship, that it was a win-win. So that's how I got to the South. I then moved to Mississippi, where me and my husband, and this is where I was first introduced to crowdfunding. We went and purchased pretty much a whole town. You can look us up, Fayette, Mississippi. You see, all owned by Muhammad's or Muhammad's University. That was, you know, me, my first introduction into entrepreneurship, real estate, you name it.
So we definitely gonna get into that. So let's back it up a little bit. So what school did you go to? What high school did you go to?
I went to Osborne High School to start. And then I left from there and went to East Detroit High School. And that's where I graduated from.
Both of those are two rough schools.
East Detroit was a whole lot better. I had to, you know, leave out of the city of Detroit. And, you know, and because other than that, I wasn't going to graduate. And I had to make that decision because the influence was real. You know, it was definitely real.
What kind of did you get then? Was you an A student?
When I went to class, yes, sir.
Go out the front, go in the front door, go out the back door. I definitely did that many times.
We didn't even make it to the front door. We literally hung out in front of the school. Anybody who went to Osborne, no, we went to Sidewalk High. You know, and I definitely knew, you know, I was like, okay, if I'm going to graduate, I must leave my environment. I had no one, like my parents never said anything to me about this. This was my own observation. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I'm not going to make it here. And I just knew it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. So when you say you didn't go to school, what life lessons did you learn outside of that? When you were not going to school, that you think put you where you are right now?
I learned that, you know, just from seeing different situations, I was like, you know what, those things that my mother was saying, you know, I saw the reality of them. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't listen while you're there with them, but when you see it, you know, by way of someone else, or, you know, when you and your girlfriend sitting up chit-chatting, it just, wow, you just realize it all comes back full circle. She didn't know what she was talking about. I just had to. So I learned a lot of lessons, a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. A lot of
So when it comes to, you know, like math and things of that nature, was you pretty good at math already?
I was more so, you know, like when I went to, I ended up going after I graduated from high school, because I just got through school. I'm just going to tell you, I just went on and got through. I did get a scholarship. I was about an average student. I was not, you know, I was just more so ready to just get, I was over it. I was over being in Detroit. So I was, let me get this done. And I went on and I went to the community college at first, Wayne County Community College, just to kind of see what this is all about. You know, I more was interested in like biology in the sciences. That more so piqued my interest. So I'm not a math person. I'm not a person who likes to sit up and deal with numbers other than just, you know, quickly break it down, make it simple. I'm very simple. It's like the older I get, the more I realize Yeah. To simplify it. That's more than anything.
That's across the board. Mm-hmm. That's across the board, I think.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Simplify. Now this is a little bit off, but I want to ask anyway because you said simplify. You an Android user?
I'm an iPhone. I started out with BlackBerry. I used to be from the BlackBerry. I was very loyal to BlackBerry, and then mm-hmm. once that kind of went, then I tried Android, mm-hmm. and it just couldn't hold the capacity of the work that I was putting it through. And I didn't want to let it go. I'm not going to lie. But I eventually converted over to the iPhone.
Yeah. So I'll put a check mark by your name because you said that. Because and the reason why I see most people when they say I like a simple life or, you know, I'm really simple, I mm-hmm. find that they're on Apple products.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of weird, but I find that they're on Apple products because when you say simplify, it's easy enough just to open a box and it's ready to go.
Yeah.
So, okay. I wanted to know you okay in my book now?
Okay.
All right. But see, look, you know, I always got to be the opposite person. So I'm still an Android guy. I'm getting ready to switch over now. So I've been holding on forever, man. I ain't an Android guy. I was a BlackBerry guy for a long time. So once I found something that works, I stuck with it, man. You know. So
yeah. It's gonna change your life, though, Jay. It's gonna change your life. Okay.
For years, man. I'm probably about to do it now. My little Android, I don't even know, it's 9 or something. So everybody, I need to switch over, man. I'm like, okay, it's time to do it, man. It's time to do it. I'm old, man, you know? So, all right, so listen. So you come straight out of Detroit, man. All right? So you mm-hmm. say you high school, you just pretty much just kind of went through, you know, did what you need to do, you know, got a little bit of college. So how do a person from inner city, where we from, get into finance?
Well, actually, the finance part, okay, so after I left Detroit, come to the South, you know, convert over, now I'm in Islam, I'm with my husband, I start getting a real reality check with business. Because, you know, mind you, I just had to figure it out. And I had a lot of opportunity and I just took it. But the finance part came, you know, I was married to my husband for 17 years. We divorced. So when we divorced with 6 children together. And I was already used to, you know, being a business owner, things like that, making, you know, not having to worry about the financial aspects of things. Because my husband, he took care of that. I will give him that. He was a wonderful husband, wonderful provider, things like that. But, you know, I was young. He was older than me. I was young and kind of was growing more than what he was comfortable with in terms of things that I wanted to do. So that's how we ended up just parting ways. But that came as a result of the divorce. Someone introduced me to insurance, you know, and just kind of like, I felt like, okay, well, you know, if I do this, I can have the flexibility that I need, because at any moment, if they call me about the children or if this jumps off, I need to be available. I knew immediately I was not jumping into a job, if that makes sense. Yeah. So that was just an opportunity to really kind of, you know, get another aspect of my business going on. Because SBS, Simply Business Solutions, started with me in Detroit, you know, working from home. I used to be, of course, my husband's secretary. That's how I got, you know, introduced to, you know, he's a CPA. So after doing and helping him, I definitely did not have an interest at all in like numbers and, you know, I just that just was not my thing, you know. But surprisingly,
you were learning more than you thought you were.
and probably more so because you know, and it's funny, you know, starting out with just, you know, just basic things with insurance. You know, I started out in the senior market. So I was the person who was going, just selling like burial policies at that time when I first started, you know, not really knowing anything, just basically whatever the agency had going on. That's just what I focused on and just presented that, made my sales and made my commission, you know, took care of my life. And I learned later on, just say about after being licensed for about 10 years is when I got introduced to really the financial literacy campaign, which is what we're doing now. Really getting and yeah. focusing on the education. That was the missing link because, you know, it's not that it really has a one particular focus. It's just more so bringing the awareness and providing the education all the way around. So, you know, and that did it for me. You know, here I was introduced to this by my son, my oldest son. He and I are actually in business together. And he brought this to me. He says, you know, I found something and I think you're going to like it. He said, and it's really got to focus on education. Because I was like, you know, even with insurance, you know, just doing insurance, even those years before I was introduced to the financial literacy campaign, you know, you could get burned out just from doing insurance. and that's what it was happening. I would go, you know, run for about 2 or 3 years, make some good money. I'm tired. You know what I'm saying? It was just I wasn't really feeling it, you know? And for him to later on, 10 years later, like I said, come to me with this, and that really just changed the game for our family, yeah, with the financial education, yeah.
Okay, so are you, how did you obtain, I know you talked about your son kind of brought it to you, but did you mm-hmm. actually go, you know, take some classes, or did you get some books and also mm-hmm. read, or how did you get that information?
So the whole program itself came with workshops. It okay. came with the education. So they were providing, I'm like, you know, I went to an office, which is now one of our offices in Louisiana, just to a workshop, just to, you know, hear what these people had to say. Gotcha. And I'm in there, you know, he's going over some of the basic concepts, talking about rule of 72. And I'm like, what the heck is that? I ain't never heard of that. And, you know, and I'm a notary at this time. You know, I had been a notary and had a mobile notary business for years while I was doing closings and everything, you know, not really paying attention, not really understanding about interest rates and all these different things. You know, we just kind of skim over it because, you know, as a notary, I just need to just, you know, have you to sign. I'm just here to witness your signature. But once again, missing the opportunities, you know, and my husband took care of everything on the financial side. So that really didn't help as well. So, you know, kind of going to the workshops really gave me what I was missing. I definitely didn't learn these things in school. And the biggest thing for me, it was when he showed me his policies that he had, the different types that he had, and it was the cash value amounts that he had in those different accounts. And I was just sitting there, as I say, as Black as I am, I was red sitting there. I felt some kind of way, you know, I really did because the question that I had is how come I'm, you know, 10 years licensed now coming to this workshop. I'm just hearing about these particular policies. I'm thinking like nobody ever came into our community
absolutely
and said, hey, let me show you this. Now they came and made sure we had enough just to bury us, or, you know, you got to make sure you have your homeowner's insurance and your car insurance, all these different things. But no one said, let me show you how to build wealth. Let's make sure you have a secure financial foundation. Never had I experienced that. And it was after that, that I started coming to more of the workshops, and I actually decided to join because of that, because I was just like, this is, yeah, what? Yeah. Yeah, so.
But look, I'm a mobile notary as well. Mm-hmm. A notary signing agent as well. I'm a Ron notary as well. Okay. I was a mortgage broker for some years. Okay. And I had never knew about all that either. The rule was 72. I've heard of that, but I understand how important that was. Mm-hmm. And I look back now on, you know, our communities now, right? Where I'm from a disassembled community. And they have absolutely, they have no clue of what this is or what we're talking about. Right. You know what I'm saying? And people wonder why we're so far behind, because we was never gave this information.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If I'd have had this when I was, I say, 18 years old, 19 yeah. years old, I don't know where I'll be at right now.
Absolutely.
So, and that's one of the reasons why we wanted to have you on today. Mm-hmm. To kind of help us understand how can we get involved in this? What information that we can see, or go search or whatever the case is, to be able to get a bigger understanding of what we're talking about? You know, I know a little bit about it because I've been in this business for a minute, but mm-hmm. the average person do not at all.
Absolutely. So the first thing I would say is that we offer financial literacy workshops every day via Zoom. So you can get the Zoom link and come to the workshops. They are free of charge, and they go over the basic financial concepts, which is really amazing. That's the first thing. The information, you know, whereas before we could have claimed, yes, the information was hidden, yada, 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 but not so. The information is here. It's just not, oh, you know, we hadn't really been exposed to it. And so now, as we're starting to reach out more, you know, we have social media and all these things like that. And, you know, even with going out and campaigning, even myself, it's hard now because we have in our community, which is why I think it's really, really good and why I continue to focus on our community, because I understand my people. You know, yeah. We're a little hesitant. We don't really Absolutely. Trust. And it's because we just don't understand. And so that has been what I have just been religiously just doing. Just say, you know what? I get it. I understand. I was the same way. My son came to me with this and I was hesitant. I had to go see. He pushed it, but I had to go see. You know, and then when Absolutely. I went to go see, then I said, well, I'll be doggone. This is why the rich continue to get rich and why we continue to stay poor. We're not educated in the things that we really need to be focusing on. It's like nobody gave us the rule book. But I tell you that the rule book is available so that we can participate and play the game, but not just play it and get played. Play it and actually, you know, win. Do something yeah. to secure ourselves and our family's future. So one thing I want to add to this, like you said, if you were 18, what this could have did to you, right? So let me give you an example of a situation of now there is a young man. He's 18 years old. He's my son. He's my youngest son. He had been watching me and my older son campaign, talk about the business, but not just talk about it. We started implementing. We started making sure that our family had what we call proper protection. You know, if something happens to me, everybody's going to be all right. Not for just to make the payment for a burial or whatever. No, I planned and I had to, through this process, my mind had to be expanded to understand, you know, the way I think. I'm all about protecting and making sure and looking out for my children's children's children. That's the way the wealthy plan. But sometimes we just don't know what we don't know. That's not our focus. We were not, you know, it wasn't the agenda to really empower yeah. us like that, you know?
But we're so accustomed to living for the moment. Mm-hmm. Rather than living than projecting 5, 10, 15 years ahead. That's right. Where the problem is at. And it's not that we don't have the funds to be able to do what we need to do. It's that we don't see the value in it. Because think about it. When Michael Jordan put these shoes on sale in the next couple of months, whatever the case is, we're going to be out there packed, sleeping outside waiting for these shoes to drop. And it's the same shoes that's been out since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Just a different color, right? And the shoes is $200, $300, $400, $500 shoes. Mm-hmm. So you have the money. And when these new iPhones drop, they what 13, how much the iPhone is now, man? It's crazy. It's 13, ridiculous. 14.
It's I'm still ridiculous. On an iPhone 7, so I don't know.
Exactly. so it's not that we can't afford it, is that we don't see the value in it.
Right.
You know?
And that's a very, very valid point. And that's where, you know, we have children. It's so important that we parents get educated. My son had to bring this to me. So it was for me, it was literally, you know, out of the mouth of babes is where this came from for me. And then now I'm able to, because of being an example, my 18-year-old son recently just got his license. For his insurance license, he is officially in our business now. He was already taking his own little money when he worked. He had worked like a little Subway job. He would get his money. He learned about different investment strategies and he funded them himself. Okay.
That's
what financial education will do when the parents are, you know, once are open to receiving. And then once you receive that information, implement, because the children are not going to do what you say. They're going to do what they see you do. Right. And I got 7 of them, so I feel like I'm kind of an expert now in that area.
Absolutely. Yes, so we talked about, you know, leaving money for, you know, the grandkids. As a matter of fact, that's scriptural, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we're talking about, let's say, a life insurance policy. Mm-hmm. It's pretty really inexpensive, especially depending on the age you are. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? So, when a person dies nowadays, man, think about it. Starbucks is about $7 a cup or a small cup or whatever the case is, mm-hmm. right? You can pretty much pay for a basic life insurance probably at that, what, 18, 19 years old, probably almost less than you pay for a couple cups of Starbucks coffee. Mm-hmm. And you're exactly. talking about with the back end, about a, what is it, 50 to 100,000 or something like that, right?
Well, it depends on what it is that you... See, that's why I like the education, because mm-hmm. we make sure we focus on you learning on about all the different types of insurance. You want to learn about, you know, that there are just a variety of types and what is it that you plan on doing? You know, so we sit down and we do what's called, we do a financial strategy and we kind of go over your goals. And by doing that, we kind of put those numbers together and see which one fits your situation, you know. So for my son, he got mutual funds. We're talking about this 18-year-old boy, and he has an index universal life because we were also trading on the foreign exchange market. I taught myself how to trade during the beginning of the pandemic, and I shared that with him and my younger daughter. She just, you know, her attention span is not, she's not there. She's still TikToking and going through all, so I'm gonna let her go through all of that and do her thing. But he caught on. But he also understood there was a lot of risk because we set up a lot of nights and lost a lot of money. But I said, okay, we've learned this. We got the concept. We'll get better at this. We're going to get a mentor. But I said, but this is where we have learned to put our money in these vehicles where we have the ability to have growth in our money. But the biggest part was on a down market that we wouldn't lose. Now, how about them apples? I was sitting up there. I'm like, wait a minute. You mean there's something where you can't lose money? And, you know, I had to know more. Not only did I have to know more, we had to open policies, baby. Because wait a minute. Because not only... is it only works, your money only moves on the game, but then you got tax advantage. Oh, that was very important. Cause see, you know, watching my mother at 72 years old still have to work because of lack of education when it comes to retiring, not really understanding about how your money works when it comes to pulling money out of your 401k before time, the penalties, the taxes. And then when you get ready to retire, here's the killer. That's when they tax you. And you don't know what the tax rate will be when you get ready to pull your money. And that was probably more than anything. I'm like, oh no. So here, there are different vehicles that you can use. There are different tax shelters that are all in the form of insurance. The things that we used to run from because we just didn't understand. And so, you know, I really am very, very passionate about that because it has now, you know, my family now has a net worth. We have 7-figure net worth. That is amazing. And that is something that we should be proud of that we can do for our community. You know, we can lead them to the water, though. You know, it just, we got to kind of be patient. That's what I say. I will never give up on my people. I understand my people and the things that we have been through and why we're so hesitant, you know, but I just have to be the example. And, you know, making sure that I practice what I preach. My family is practicing what we're preaching. And, you know, just be available. And whenever they're ready, you know, just be there to help them, you know.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. So yes, I'm going to make this statement, and you'll probably know where I'm coming from. So most people are looking at insurance policies as, like you said, that money that you get when somebody die.
Right.
But on the reverse end of it, it sounds like that you're creating your own bank.
I'm creating my own retirement. I'm protecting my money because here's the thing that I had to learn, you know, about different types of insurance. You know, you not only, of course, when you pass away, it'll take care of the family. But the biggest thing for me is, what if I get sick along the way? You know what I'm saying? If I get sick along the way and survive, you know what I'm saying? Because you pretty much, as an entrepreneur, if you don't have things in place, you're pulling your money, you're pulling your savings, you're pulling your investment. So it's like now you have gotten sick, depleted your funds.
Yeah.
Now you got to go back to work. See, that was the part for me. So I immediately saw how, by using life insurance, if I got something, a heart attack, a stroke, things that are common in our community, we have policies that will actually financially support us through those things. You know?
And if you are, go ahead. I'm sorry, Jason.
No, I was just saying, you know, wow, because now I'm a licensed insurance adjuster as well, Ms. Rochelle, but I'm not in life insurance. I'm on the other side. I'm an actual adjuster. Okay, but and you know, when I hear these things, and of course I learned the back end of stuff, and I'm sure you know way more than this on life insurance than I do. But I want you to correct me if I'm wrong. Are we talking about living benefits?
We're talking about living benefits, yes.
Okay.
Yes,
and most people don't know, because they never read the contract when they get the policy, that they don't have it.
The living benefits are going to help you. They're going to help you. It's going to help you like in that situation, if you get sick, but also if you live too long. Are we even planning for long life? You know what I'm saying? We go to Walmart. I just said it, go to Walmart. We have examples of people outliving their money, not being able to adjust to inflation. I don't have to talk about inflation now. Oh, it's so apparent.
Tell me about it.
I'm so glad that the conversation is going on, but here's the thing, you know, is it going to get better or is it going to get worse as we age? You know, and are you going to be prepared? Your dollar that you're spending today is not going to be the same dollar next year. You're not going to get the same spending power. So 20, 30 years from now, whenever we retire, well, for me, it's shorter than that. You know, what is it that, do we even know our number? You know, if I say, okay, a lot of people think, okay, I get to 65 and that's retirement. No, retirement can be at any age. Financial, how much money do you have? Do you have enough to sustain you for however long you live? And that's the thing too. That was another thing, because if you're an entrepreneur, you ain't necessarily got no retirement. So that was something too. So I'm like, man, you know what? I ain't got no 401k. I'm looking at my business, but what if something happens to me? You know, does that, it doesn't guarantee, my children are not guaranteed to want to continue the business. You know what I'm saying? So I had to really be realistic. I can create my own economy, but it took getting the understanding about financial literacy, understanding about how money works. So yeah, it's definitely useful.
So if you're an entrepreneur out there and you're the breadwinner of your family, you can possibly put your family in a horrible situation. Because if something happened to you, God forbid you get go outside and get hit by a bus. And if you were the one that's bringing in the bacon, now the family suffers if you don't have any level of protection behind you, right?
Right.
You definitely take that into consideration. You know, just the cost of doing business, I would say. If you needed something extra for your business, you'll work hard to get it. This is important to take care of your family, right? And, you know, another thing, too, what I learned, kind of correct me if I'm wrong, there's some life insurance policies out there where you can actually draw off of that, right, and invest in other things. Am I saying that right? So
that is true. You do have, there are a variety of different policies. It just depends on what it is that you want to do. You know, what are your intentions? You know, and just to kind of piggyback off what you said, even for the entrepreneur, even if we just have a selfish moment, you know, because sometimes it takes, you know, you throw people off when you tell them, well, it's going to make sure your family is together, especially in our community. That's where I get the most resistance. You know, I've had people to tell me, well, I don't want to leave no money, you know, and then she go off with another man. You know, those kind of comments that you hear. So
sad, but true. I hear that sometimes. That's true. Right. Yeah,
but
yeah,
here's sad, the thing. True. You can even have a selfish moment when it comes to the life insurance, because like I said, yeah, if you pass away, it'll be something there for them. But if you get sick, if I'm affected, there's something for me that I can benefit from. So start with yourself. Love yourself. And then you'll also, in loving yourself, you will hopefully by default love your family.
Yeah. But I heard this one guy say one time, he said, well, this life insurance policy, I guess he had been, viewed as terminally ill. So he had 6 months to live. So they cashed him out. Of course, he took half of it or whatever, a big percentage of it to take care of his family. But the other half, he went on and took some trips. You know what I'm saying? He went on and did some different things. He went and did some stuff with it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, he's a few days, two more days left on this earth, man. Let me jump out the airplane. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You know? I mean, that's the reality. You know, at least you have that option. Now imagine if you get the diagnosis and you don't have nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you have nothing. So it actually helps even with the quality of the life that you have left, because now you can, it just feels a little bit different. If you're going to have a problem, it's better to have some finances in dealing with that problem than to add on to the problem and be broke, you know?
If something was to happen to you, right, and your family have to put up a GoFundMe to take care of your burial, you're bringing extra stress on your family to do the things that you should have done. Right. Instead of going to spend all that money on them shoes and going to Vegas every weekend or whatever the case is, take care of what needs to be taken care of so your family won't have to mourn twice. There's no worse thing, man, it's no worse thing where you lost the breadwinner. So we're going to suffer behind that. But at the same time, we got to figure out how we're going to bury you.
Right.
That's tough.
It's an embarrassment. You know, I mean,
it is.
I definitely shun when I, you know, I just hate to see that because it's not an insurance policy. You know, like you said, we can afford all these other things. But I think that's just once again, just, you know, the education to help them to understand that, you know, we should be looking at leveraging other people's money in situations like that, as opposed to us now, we got to get out here and go hustle, or my family members have to go hustle now because something has happened to me and I just was not responsible enough to make sure I had things in place, you know? Yeah. So yeah, definitely the education.
Wow. Yep. Man, I tell you, this is a lot of great information. A lot of great information, man. Like I said, I didn't know anything about this type of stuff coming up. And I know a lot of guys I know, they have no clue. They have no clue, man. So it's very important that we get this out there to people to make sure you take care of the stuff you need to take care of.
Yes, sir.
You're at every concert every time they come to Detroit. Come to Michigan or wherever the case is. You had all the costumes. You got the Stacey Adams on. You got the Dobbs on. And, you know what I'm saying?
Clean.
Just clean. Oh, songs, man. My goodness. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know I know what I'm talking about. You know I know what I'm talking about with the Dobbs.
He's wearing 2 years of premium.
Exactly.
It's exactly. Real. So, mm-hmm. What's your 5-year goal when it comes to that? Or when you see yourself?
Yes. Yeah, so 5 years from now, I mean, I already have my plan together. I already know in terms of the expansion of my business, mainly with, you know, making sure that all of my children have a place in my corporation. I'm grooming my CEO now, my 8-year-old. She's in every workshop that we have, every convention that we have. And just, you know, even with all of that and with making sure that financially there's no issues, it's to me about, you know, that's great, but let's get back to what's really important. So, you know, for me, it's the process that we're going through now with securing, you know, land and making sure that we have land for our family, no matter, you know, what the situation is, teaching our children about growing our own food, you know, being able to be sustainable so that, you know, yes, we teach about building wealth and all of these things. That's wonderful in this world. But at the end of the day, if things go down, you know, do you know how to live? Do you know how to survive outside of just having money and things like that? Can you start a fire? You know what I'm saying? Think it's a simple thing. Can you change a tire? You know,
yeah, that's real talk.
Really
like
to me, right? It's real talk, you know? And that's really for me because I've had a lot of experience in life. And I know one of the things that I really enjoy now is, you know, with being more in a spiritual, like, place, I guess is probably the best way to say it. And just kind of becoming a little bit more in tune with the, you know, with the universe and, you know, just really understanding, you know, how these things, these beautiful things that we are surrounded by, not taking them for granted. And, you know, just things like that. So I have grandchildren that are coming now. So I already said, hey, you know, they'll be here in November and December. I said, you don't have but 5 years before they start really remembering and starting to get into things. What are you going to have in place for them? So for me, it's about preparing for those grandchildren, being a good grandmama, but having something that will be real and true, giving them the experience of, you know, of life traveling the world, you know, because my first grandbaby is already going to be going to Spain and Portugal. She ain't going to know it, but I want that. You know, we travel, but I want you to be well-rounded, you know, in life. So
Absolutely.
It's about my family.
You're setting that foundation. That's definitely to be commended. You know, for everybody who's out there, man, this is, you know, a business show. For small businesses, you know, and we're trying to be well-rounded when it comes to this information that we dispense to you. As you guys been, you know, listening to the show for a couple of months now, we're trying to touch every aspect But this part is a key component. It's very important. It's very important, man. Take advantage of this information. So mm-hmm. I have a couple of questions for you. Well, I have a question for you. So give me three financial books that you enjoy.
Three financial books?
One top one.
It's okay, cool. One. So, of course, I would have to say Saving Your Future, which is our product from World System Builder. This is, you know, basic principles of building a financial foundation. $3 this book costs, and it's 86 pages of everything. You can go to where you can either contact me and I can get a book to you. Because they are, I've seen some people go online, but they're paying outrageous prices for the book. So you can get it directly from us. We just sell it for the at cost. So we're not making a profit, but you can contact me, reach out to me, and I will gladly send you either a hard copy or I can email you a digital copy, of the book. But that would be my first, my definite recommendation. Because this is really what we're missing. And it's simple. Remember, I told you I'm simple. And it's so simplified.
You got two more. Or is that it?
Well, in terms of finance, see, I'm more of, when it comes to books, I'm going to be more, I'm going to feed my spirit first. So I'm going to be more on the spiritual side, which is my focus, because I get trainings so much with the financial in the financial aspect. I get it directly. So I don't have to get it from a book. I have actual mentors.
I got you. Yeah. I definitely understand that. All right.
Yes, sir. But in terms of just what I read, my next book, of course, for those who know me, I am big on mindset development, especially the power of the mind and your intention, your imagination. So Florence Scovel Shin is another one, The Game of Life, Your Word is Your Wand, all of those things. Neville Goddard, that's where I'm at. That's where you're going to find the majority of my time is spent and building up my mindset and the spiritual aspect there. And everything else is just, you know, practice. I do that every day. This is 5%. The work is the mindset, you know, that's.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
And I can also give you the website that everyone can go to register for the workshops that are going on every day. Okay, so the website, you're going to go and register at this. It's worldsystembuilder.com. So that's worldsystembuilder with no S /WS for workshop -USA, because we do US and Canada. And that's going to take you to the Zoom registration where you can register. The calendar will also come up as well. You can go to worldsystembuilder.com workshop. When you get to that first part, the calendar will pop up first. So you can get it, but it's every day. If you're Central Standard Time, it's every day at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and 7 o'clock in the evening. So we try to accommodate for everyone's schedule. There is never a cost. You can reach out to me if you need like a workbook, because it does come with a workbook. We're not just talking it. We want you to actually put a pen to the paper, you know, and just go through it. I have not missed one, and it has been so refreshing. You go over it over and over and over again. You miss stuff and you don't realize it, you know?
And to those who may have missed that, I would definitely post it as well. That link for you guys. So definitely go on my Facebook or go on to YouTube. We'll post all this good stuff, you know, contact information and everything. So you guys can get right to her. So.
Right. Yeah. Right. And they can text me. I put my information out on YouTube. You can text me as well, which is okay. I have 832-291-2470.
One more time. You know,
832-291-2470.
Excellent. Excellent. Definitely do that, guys. All right. So one quick thing here. So we'll do this thing called the this is something new I'm trying, right? So okay. It may work and it may not work, right? So okay. All right. This is the speed round, right? So one word answers only. So whatever comes to your mind, just yell it out, right? Dave okay. Ramsey.
you say one word. Yes. I would just say it's gonna be hard for me to just say one word. I would just say don't lock in at just one concept. Just do your own research. I'm not against what he says, but me being licensed and hearing some of the things, it's no right or no wrong way. I would just say you can't lump everybody in one situation. Everybody's different. There's something available for everybody's situation.
I respect that. Okay, here's another one. Nelson Mandela.
Visionary. Just a wonderful, a beautiful soul. From the things that I saw and read, things like that, you know.
Last but not least, Coretta Scott King.
Martin Luther King's wife, but I don't really know a whole lot about her. so I really don't know what to say. I don't know. I would be kind of like, I don't know, and that's bad to say.
It's not bad to say, but I mean, she definitely, from my understanding, because I haven't read a whole lot about her myself, but whatever her husband was with, as far as the movement is concerned, she was right there with him. You know, definitely taking care of the kids, right by her side, cheering him on, the whole nine. So I think every good man needs a good Coretta Scott King for sure to be able to attack the world, right? To be able to attack the world. So, all right. So, any final thoughts, Jason?
No, man. I'm pulling up the website.
Yeah, you can check out worldsystembuilder.com, and you can also get information about the workshops. A lot of great information on the site, you know, as well. Absolutely, yes. Okay. Check us out.
So Ms. Tanya, so we're talking to we want to leave a last comment for the people, for the young person that's in these disassembled communities where we're from, right? We're gonna leave a last thought for them. What would you tell somebody that's in that community right now who's looking for a way to get out? What would you tell that person?
Just get out. Just get out. Have an incoming, because that's what I
that's keeping it simple.
Just get out. Your environment, the influence. Like I told you, I had to at Osborne High School. I realized as a teenager, I will not progress in life if I stay here. So I took myself out of school from there and went to another location. So get out, have faith. If you're getting out for a reason, you're getting out because you're looking for better. So that's where you have to have faith, but you have to have faith, you know, and the works. You got to make the move and just know that everything that you need will come. The people, the circumstances, the situations, they will all come. You're looking for better, you know, and that has been my experience in life, you know, and so that's what I would say. Get out, seek out a mentor if that's what you're looking to do, but definitely don't stay stagnant. If you're stagnant, you're dying. You know, we have to keep growing, learning, living.
Unfortunately, you know, where we're from, right? A person who just ups and leaves really and never really come back or whatever the case is, they don't look too good upon us.
They'll be okay.
Unfortunately, right? And I trust you, I have the same mindset, but what my wife does, definitely. But I mean, even if you pack up, I left Michigan when I was 18 years old. I came back and went back and stuff like that, but I've been back now for a while. But you cannot help a person if you're in that person in the same shoes as that person, right? If you have nothing to offer, you can't help a person do anything. So if you take, if you need to get out of there for a minute, step out of that situation, get your situation better, and then mm-hmm. find a way to build that bridge back to pick somebody else up. That's right. What you need to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what you need to do.
The main thing, it starts with just get out. Get out and do better for yourself. They're going to talk about you either way, you know, so let them talk about, give them something to talk about. They give them something to talk about. That's how I feel.
Hey, spoken like a true Detroiter. What up, though? What up, though?
What up, though? That's it.
Any final thoughts, Jay?
No, man. Nothing too specific, but just know that the information that's been given to you today could be the stepping stone that you need to change your family tree. If that's what you're looking for, then take all the information that's been given to you from Miss Rochelle today and you put some action into that and make it your goal to change your family tree. Because I think everything that she said, somebody has gone through, about to get ready to go through it, or somebody else is talking to you about it because they're going through it. So make the choice now.
Exactly. You know, if you see some, well, all of us, right, just come from the community that you're coming from, right? All of us are entrepreneurs and, you know, entrepreneurs as well. So if we're on the other side or in the middle, almost about to get to that, clearly to that other side, learn from us. Right there around that tree, there's a big dog right there. Don't go that way, right? You know, on this side, here's a bridge. Take this bridge, right? We are passing it as we go. We're telling you, listen, man, watch out. This is coming. So it's up to you to take this information to put it in action. And come on, man, if we can help one person, and if you do the same thing, we all win. So each one teach one. That's what it's about. Mm-hmm. I love it, man. I definitely love it. So, all right, so what's your guys' social media handles, Ms. Rochelle?
Tanya Rochelle on YouTube, and I am Tanya Rochelle also on Facebook. That's about as much as I can handle. So I'm not really active on Instagram and all of that, but I'm very active on Facebook and YouTube. So yeah.
I know Jackson.
I think it's JAY5. I think it is.
Okay. Say it one more time. I'll laugh through the whole thing. Okay, say it one more time.
Yeah, I think the Facebook handle is JAY5042. And if that's right, then that means it's on everything else that's out there too. But also, you know, at the same time, you can just go and Google New Way Investment Group, LLC, and then it'll pull all that information up for you on LinkedIn and everything else.
Excellent. Simone on Facebook, Small Business Stand Up on YouTube, Small Business Stand Up, number 972-836-9814. 972-836-9814. If you're looking for wholesaling mentorship, definitely reach out to us. I forgot the name of them. Mid-City Acquisition Group .com. So, listen, man, I'm busy, man. I got too much going on.
Trust me, I understand. So, hey, listen,
I really appreciate this, man. And we definitely will be sharing this out to some more people, man. And if some people contact you and tell you that they heard it from the show, man, just send us a text back and say, man, hey, a couple people signed up or a couple people reached out to us, and we'll keep pushing it, man, because financial literacy is very important in the world, but especially right now in our community.
Absolutely.
Right? All right. Okay. Hey, man, I really appreciate you guys. Thank you guys very much. And hey, see you guys at the top.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Are you a homeowner looking to sell your home? Are you about to be transferred or promoted? Or have you recently been laid off? Have you fallen behind on your house payments? New Way Investment Group may buy your house on the spot. We're not realtors, and we're not associated with any real estate agency. New Way buys houses, and we can buy yours immediately. For more details, call 972-220-8104. You can learn how easily you can have your house sold in as little as 24 hours. how your mortgage payments, even back payments, can be taken care of completely, starting immediately. How you can sell even if you have no equity in your home. Why you never have to become a landlord to get the money out of your property. Why you never have to pay a commission to sell your home, because New Way Investment Group never charges a commission. New Way buys houses, and New Way has a program to buy your house too. Call for a free consultation, 972-220-8104. There's no obligation, and your information is kept confidential. Call now, 972-220-8104.
MCA Online Notary Service will help you when you need to notarize a document for someone located out of state, overseas, or someone homebound or hospitalized who cannot drive, or for those who can't leave work during business hours. As long as you have a webcam, internet, MCA Notaries can help you get their documents notarized. It's very efficient and affordable. Please give us a call at 214-888-6782. That's 214-888-6782, or contact us at mcanotaries@gmail.com. That's mcanotaries@gmail.com. Thank you for tuning in. Please follow us on Acorn and Spotify and on Facebook, Small Business Stand Up. See you on the next episode.